Quote, Kristi Noem is going to have a bad day today. You're welcome, America. End quote. Those were the words Governor Gavin Newsom posted on X right before signing a package of 5 bills into law, all of which instill key protections for immigrants in California, including the first measure to ban law enforcement from wearing facial coverings. Newsom announced the new legislation at a press conference on Saturday.
I'll be signing a bill first in the nation, saying enough. ICE, unmask. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? You're going to go out and you're going to do enforcement? Provide an ID. Tell us which agency you represent. Provide us basic information that all local law enforcement is required to provide.
California's new legislation prohibits neck gaiters, ski masks, and other facial coverings for officers, including ICE agents, while they conduct official business. It makes exceptions for undercover agents, medical masks such as N95s or tactical gear, and it does not apply to state police. The law is a direct response to the recent immigration raids in Los Angeles, which have prompted days of protest and led President Donald Trump to deploy National Guard troops and Marines into the city.
It's like a dystopian sci-fi movie. Unmarked cars, people en masse, people quite literally disappearing, no due process, no rights in a democracy where we have rights. Immigrants have rights. And we have the right to stand up and push back. And that's what we're doing here today.
However, the bill has many critics who say that California does not have authority over federal agents and that the ban would put agents at risk. Bill Asaley, acting U.S. Attorney for Southern California, said on X that the state does not have the jurisdiction and that the mask ban has, quote, no effect on our operations. Our agents will continue to protect their identities, end quote. Tricia McLaughlin, a top Homeland Security official, also called the measure, quote, despicable and a flagrant attempt to endanger our officers, end quote. However, Newsom has shut down these claims.
There's an assertion that somehow there is exponential increase in assaults on officers, but they will not provide the data. They will not provide that information. All they have provided is misinformation and misdirection.
Proponents of the law say it is more important now than ever, especially as the Supreme Court has ruled this month that the Trump administration can continue its sweeping immigration raids in Los Angeles. Supporters also say it can boost public trust in law enforcement, as well as stop individuals from impersonating officers. Newsom also emphasized the importance of the law during the press conference.
27% of Californians are foreign-born. You heard the superintendent talk about all the mixed-status families. Our status is unique in the United States of America. It's what makes California great. It's what makes America great. And it's under assault by this administration.
Democrats in Congress and lawmakers in several states, including Tennessee, Michigan, Illinois, New York, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania, have also introduced proposals calling for mask bans. Besides the mask ban, Newsom signed 4 other bills into law on Saturday, including the California Safe Haven Schools Act. The act prevents immigration agents from entering schools without a valid warrant or judicial order, requires schools to notify families and teachers when agents are on campus, and prohibits districts from providing information about students, their families, and school employees to immigration authorities without a warrant.
Have the decency not to threaten people as they go to school, to go out the parking lots proximate to these schools to create chill. I thought John Stewart said it best. This is not about the pronoun police. This is about the secret police. We're not North Korea, Mr. President. We're not the Soviet Union. This is the United States of America.
The new legislation also includes protections on the healthcare end. It prevents immigration agents from entering healthcare facilities without a valid warrant and prevents healthcare officials from disclosing a patient's status or birthplace to immigration authorities without a search warrant or court order. Newsom closed the press conference by stating that he expects other states to follow suit, quote, as is often the case with California. The future happens here first, end quote. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.